USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday enhanced the ability of President Trump's administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers with limited judicial review, handing him a victory in a case involving one of his signature issues in an election year. The justices ruled 7-2 in favor of the administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Democrats blocking the GOP police reform bill is the latest absurdity.
Well, yesterday here in the Senate, the latest absurdity was added to the list. Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
Democrats in Congress are set to vote on their bill on Thursday, which will likely pass along party lines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A top Senate committee is wanting more information on UFOs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issuing the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have said a program like that existed but was ended in 2012. The intelligence panel has directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days.
According to a new report, the IRS paid out $1.4 billion in stimulus money to just over 1 million dead people. The deceased filed taxes in either 2018 or 2019 and automatically received the payments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says coronavirus outbreaks happening around the country are localized in nature.
The hotspots are in 3% of American counties. About 110 counties right now are the ones that we're focused on. We can get back to work, back to school, back to worship, and importantly, back to health care if we act responsibly as individuals.
Azar speaking there on Fox News. President Trump plans to kick off his Independence Day in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore. This as rioters are taking down monuments and statues all over the country, to which Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News Mount Rushmore isn't going anywhere on her watch.
You know, it certainly could be, and we've seen some activity online where people have made threats to that. What my message is that this is no longer about equality. This is a radical rewriting of our history, and in South Dakota, we won't stand for it. This is a national monument. The more we focus on the flaws of these men that are on our mountain, the less likely we are to recognize the virtues and the lessons we can learn from their lives. So that really is the message that I have for South Dakotans that love this mountain and Mount Rushmore, for this country, that recognize what it represents to us, and we will do all that we can to make sure that that message is loud and clear, that we will make sure that Mount Rushmore stays as majestic as it is today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.